It's the Trivia Podcast, where I ask you questions about stuff you might not even know, but you just might if you watch TV shows
and movies. Hello and welcome to the TV and Movie Trivia Podcast. I'm your host, Brian Sheehan, and in this episode, I'll be asking questions from Step Brothers, the beginning of 2 months of Will Ferrell movie trivia. Our guest today is Abigail from the Manic Pixie Weirdo podcast. Abigail, thank you for being here.
Thank you so much for having me.
Happy to have you. And of course, you have a fun podcast of your own about all kinds of woodland creatures, right?
Yes, of course, obviously.
Tell our listeners what your podcast is about.
So my podcast is about all the woodland creatures known as relationships. And we talk about all the different kinds of relationships that you can have in your life. So anything that you can think of that you can have a relationship, from math to Marvel to the MCU, like cinematic universe as a whole, to mental health issues, to pretty much anything. So that's what we talk about over on the Manic Pixie Weirdo.
The relationship with Marvel and the MCU as well?
Yes.
That sounds really cool. But again, I just listened to two really cool episodes. You were talking about our relationship with science, which I feel like is really important in these times when there's people spreading false news, things like that. And also one about your personal relationship with vulnerability, which is something that I don't know if I could speak about on a podcast to a bunch of listeners.
Oh, well, like I said, it's really not that hard. It's just one crazy person recording themselves talking to themselves. So that's really just the gist of it.
Well, I guess that leads me to my next question here. Where did the name Manic Pixie Weirdo come from?
Actually, my podcast was originally called Internal Dialogues of a Curious Human. But okay. I thought it was too long, so okay. I shortened it to the Manic Pixie Weirdo, which is a play on two derogatory types of characters in literature and in film and TV called the Manic Pixie Dream Girl. And it wasn't inclusive enough for me, so I put Weirdo on the end of it instead.
Very interesting. Now, I consider myself a pretty avid TV movie watcher, connoisseur, if you'll say. But what is this Manic Pixie? What is the Manic Pixie Dream Girl, I guess? Can you give me an example?
Yeah, the best example of a Manic Pixie Dream Girl is Zooey Deschanel's character Summer in 500 Days of Summer.
Oh man, it has been a while.
With Joseph Gordon-Levitt and So she's basically, he builds her up in his mind that she's like this, like the perfect girl. Like she's quirky, she's fun, she's smart, she's beautiful, like all of these things. And okay. As you go through the movie, you figure out that like that's not the case. And like she's really just not that into him kind of a thing. And it sort of takes the viewpoint of what that's like from a male perspective.
Okay. So it's kind of like, I'm having a hard time putting this into words. It's a fictionalized buildup of something that's not entirely there?
Yes.
Okay.
To a certain degree, yes.
All right. Well, the title is definitely shorter, I'll give you that, but it is still, I feel like every time I say it, I'm really proud of myself that I didn't mess up any of the words.
Yeah, you did so good. Oh my gosh, you did so good. So many people mess it up, and I'm like in a race with myself to figure out how many different combinations people can come up with my name. But you did so good. You nailed it.
I appreciate it. Oh man. Before we get started with trivia, do you have a favorite Will Ferrell moment?
Yes, I do. And it's from Elf, and it's the scene when he's in like Macy's. I think it's Macy's. And he's like trying to pick out a gift for, oh my gosh, the woman that he likes.
Which is Zooey Deschanel.
Right, which is Zooey Deschanel. Uh-huh. And there's like a note that says like for the person that means the most to you or something like that on the counter.
Oh.
Like, and so like that's what he chooses to get because it's like the card said that like this is what you give the person that means them. And it's just, I don't know, I find it very cute and very funny.
And him being as innocent, I guess, as he is,
and like
just
naive.
Wants to show how much he cares.
Yeah, exactly. Like not knowing. Like I love that. Like it's so cute.
Now, I will not be covering Elf in this iteration of Will Ferrell Trivia, but come Christmas time, I am hoping to cover it again.
Ooh, cool.
So that will be coming, you know, in a couple months.
Yeah, we're not there yet, guys. It's okay.
All right. Well, before we do get started with trivia, to my current listeners out there, thank you so much for listening. Make sure you rate and subscribe and get some friends to do the same. You can also send in your own trivia, email the show, and sign up for my Patreon to get 4 sweet bonus episodes a month. But more on that after some trivia. Abigail, are you ready to go?
I think so. I hope so. Oh my gosh, I'm so nervous.
Now, for listeners too, you did just say, what, you finished this half an hour ago?
Yes.
That's commitment. You timed this out. I appreciate that.
Yes, but I also have a really bad memory, so it's probably not going to do me good.
All right, we'll race through the questions then.
Oh, no. Okay.
All right, starting with round one, question number one here. Brennan and Dale build bunk beds, which allow them to have what? Question number two. Where is Brennan when his brother Derek comes to visit? Question number three. What's the name of the international entertainment company Brennan and Dale are going to start? Question number four. What do the kids bully Dale and Brennan into doing? Question number five. Brennan and Dale ruin Robert's boat doing what? Question number six. What event does Brennan want to work for Derek's company? Question number seven. Who does Brennan introduce as his girlfriend to his family at that event? And question number eight, Brennan and Dale lose the one job they had when what happens? Going back to question number one, Brennan and Dale build bunk beds, which allow them to have what?
So much more room for activities.
So much more room for activities. Doesn't Dale start doing like almost jumping jacks? He's like stretching and...
Oh, yeah. The whole thing.
Look at how much room we have. Did you ever have a bunk bed growing up?
No, but I thought they were really cool.
I grew up with a bunk bed, and you know what? The bedroom was just not the activity room.
Oh, absolutely not. Nope.
For us, you know, if we were going to rough house, it was going to be downstairs in the family room.
Well, I had sisters, so We didn't really rough house, but yes.
Question number two. Where is Brennan when his brother Derek comes to visit?
In the treehouse, right?
In the treehouse is correct.
Okay.
Which was a pretty cool treehouse. They had electricity in there, right?
It looked like it.
That's next level. I had a treehouse growing up, and all I would do was take rocks up there and smash them with bigger rocks.
Oh my goodness.
And that's how I spent time in my treehouse.
That's pretty great. I didn't have a treehouse, but I'm jealous. So
it was a lot of fun. I think I fell out once and I got really hurt and then I stopped going up in the treehouse.
Oh no. I hope you're okay.
It all pans out. I'm not afraid of treehouses anymore.
Good. Very good.
Question number three. What's the name of the international entertainment company Brennan and Dale are going to start?
Isn't it Prestige Worldwide?
Prestige Worldwide is correct.
Okay.
Which is a pretty baller name for a business.
Yeah. Did you know that prestige, I believe it is in French, actually means deception?
Interesting. Now, I don't think I knew that. Now, of course, there's a movie I'm a huge fan of called The Prestige.
Love it. Yes.
So good. Where at one point, Michael Caine explains how the prestige, I believe, is the third part of the show when maybe everything comes back or something, or maybe that's when... The audience gets deceived. He explains it, but I can't remember how.
Oh, yeah. No, it's Christopher Nolan, so chef's kiss.
So, of course, it went over my head.
Oh, obviously. I had to watch it like 7 times.
Wow. And every time I do, just something else comes back. It will happen. I will be covering Christopher Nolan trivia at some point on this podcast.
Ooh, very good, very good.
But The Prestige, so good. All right. Question number four, what do the kids bully Dale and Brennan into doing?
Oh, shoot. I don't remember.
It's something that was found on the playground.
Oh, the poop?
It has to do with poop. You remember what they had to do with it? It was gross.
Didn't they have to like eat it?
They had to lick it. Licking white dog poop.
Yeah. Yeah. Ew. Ew. Oh my gosh.
Which I'm going to give it to you because this is the easy round.
Okay. Okay. Oh my gosh. I have such a bad memory. Oh, I'm so sorry.
You're totally fine. I believe when I watched that scene, though, I'm pretty sure I gagged.
Oh, I that's why I didn't know, because I can't anything like that with I can't watch. I just like turn away.
You covered your eyes.
Yeah, you just like can't deal with it. Yeah.
It was quite gross, and it looked quite authentic.
I don't know. I hope it wasn't.
Yeah, I wouldn't put it past them to do that authentically.
Oh my goodness gracious. The germs. I just, oh my goodness. That's how people die.
Licking white dog poop.
Oh.
Question number 5. Brennan and Dale ruin Robert's boat doing what?
Filming that boats in a oh my gosh, you know what I'm saying.
I know what you're saying. Filming the man, now I this is your fault.
I take full responsibility.
Making the music video on the boat.
Yes, yes. Okay, very good. Yes.
Oh, man. And I'm surprised they kept that part in. They looked quite pleased with themselves.
Yes. Yes, they did.
It did not work. No investors.
No, absolutely not. Probably not. I mean, I wouldn't, but you know. That's just me. I'm mean like that.
Clearly. I mean, sound very unforgiving. question number 6. What event does Brennan want to work for Derek's company? It's a big deal, that event at the end.
Oh, yeah. The Catalina wine mixer.
The Catalina wine mixer is correct.
Oh, my gosh. That was painful. Oh, I'm so sorry.
You got it. You got the point there. I don't suppose you know if this is an actual event.
No, I have no idea. That's interesting. Is it? Do you know?
I do not know either, but I think now I would like to attend.
Right?
Once. I'd like to attend once.
Right, if it is a thing.
Yeah. You know, I'd have to say so many of my motivations, things I want to do in life are based around the movies that I watch and love. The main reason I want to go to San Diego is because of Anchorman.
Oh, no, very good. Yes.
You know, nice. Things like that. New Zealand, I'll have to do something with Mordor there. You know,
oh, and yes.
Other examples that I can't think of right now, but maybe go to the Catalina wine mixer because of this movie.
I mean, I definitely feel like I've heard of it before. Like, this is not the first instance in which I've heard of it. So maybe it is a thing.
Really?
The dream is alive.
All right. You know what? There's one more. I do want to go to Aspen, Colorado because of Dumb and Dumber.
Very good. Yes. Okay. It's very pretty. So I've heard. I mean, I've been to the mountains in Colorado, but it's very pretty. So.
All right. It's on the list. Question number 7. Who does Brennan introduce as his girlfriend to his family at the wine mixer?
Alice.
Not Alice. Not Derek's wife. He is seeing this person, but not romantically.
Oh, yeah.
I don't need a name. I just need her job.
Oh, just her job?
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm totally blanking on it, on all of it.
It's his therapist.
Oh, yes. Oh, my gosh. Abigail, it's what I need so bad right now. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, man. No worries. I got one more question here for round 1.
Okay.
Question number 8. Brennan and Dale lose the one job they had when what happened?
When the helicopter...
No, this is when they're interviewing in tuxedos.
Oh,
Seth Rogen says he's going to hire him, and then Dale...
Oh, toots.
Toots. If you can call it a toot. A very... long and pronounced toot is correct. I will give you 2 extra points if you can tell me what Seth Rogen's character said he could taste in that toot.
No chance.
He says he could taste onion and ketchup.
Oh, yeah. Like, specifically.
Hey, but that's the end of round one, and you are 7-8 right now.
Okay. And then it's just going to get worse from here, guys. I'm so sorry.
We'll see. There'll be more hints.
Okay, okay.
This is pretty low-stakes trivia.
Okay.
All right, now on to round two, starting with question number 9. Why couldn't Nancy's youngest son, Derek, attend her wedding? Question number 10. Brennan will never call Robert dad, even if there's a what? Question number 11. In order to test Nancy when she first moves in, what does Dale ask for? Question number 12. When Brennan and his mom move into Dale's house, what do Dale and Brennan say they want to be called? Question number 13. Derek won his school's talent show by lip-singing what song? Question number 14 for 2 points. What's the tell that Brennan and Dale sleepwalked last night? Sleepwalked? Sleptwalk?
I don't know. Either one's good.
I don't know. Yeah. And question number 15 for another 3 points. What secret thing does Brennan show Dale? How many people have seen it? And whose signature is on it? All right, going back to question number 9. Why couldn't Nancy's youngest son, Derek, attend her wedding?
He was there with like Mark Cuban and...
Ooh, okay. Now, I don't quite
remember... Like Daughtry and...
You're right. He talked about this at the dinner table, right?
Yeah.
Right. Do you remember what they were doing?
Oh, like fishing and sailing and like...
An important fishing trip is correct.
Okay.
And the mom just kind of rolls with it, too. I think I would be more upset.
You would.
Again, my voice is a little sore here. I just attended my brother's wedding, which was a blast. And if I think I had said I was going to miss it to go fishing, I don't think that would go over very well.
Fair enough. Fair enough.
Question number 10. Brennan will never call Robert dad, even if there's a what?
A fire.
A fire is correct. Pretty dire circumstances. Question number 11. In order to test Nancy when she first moves in, what does Dale ask for?
Grilled cheese.
A grilled cheese sandwich is correct. Wow, you are crushing these medium level questions.
Oh my goodness.
And I have to say, grilled cheese is one of those things that I haven't had in years, but every time I see one, I want one.
Oh my gosh, I made one like a couple of days ago. So
get out of town. How was it?
Do it for yourself. Treat yourself.
I feel the same exact way with kind of like PB&J and Pop-Tarts. Two things that I don't ever do or make or get for myself, but when I see other people eating them, I'm like, wow, that looks really good.
Oh yeah, so good. You should definitely do it. I do it all the time.
One other thing I wanted to add here. I did have a problem where growing up, I was very, let's just say consistent, not picky. I was very consistent. And every time we went out to eat up until the age of maybe 15, I would always get grilled cheese sandwiches from the kids' menu.
Okay. So you're like tired of them. I get it.
Oh, no. I think my dad said, you have to try something new. Then he ordered me a steak. And I think now, ever since then, I've been getting steak every time I go out to eat.
I mean, to be honest.
It's tasty. It's tasty. All right. Question number 12 for 2 points. When Brennan and his mom move into Dale's house, what do Dale and Brennan say they want to be called?
Okay. I don't remember one of them, but the other one was like Knight Rider or Nighthawk.
Ooh, Brennan wants to be called a Nighthawk.
Okay, yeah. And then I don't remember the other one. It was like...
Dale's is a mythical creature.
Oh my goodness gracious.
They were in Game of Thrones.
I have no idea.
A dragon.
A dragon. Okay, there it is.
Yep, Dale wants to be called Dragon. Brennan wants to be called Nighthawk. You do get 1 point there for Nighthawk.
Okay, cool. I'll take it.
Question number 13. Derek won his school's talent show by lip-singing what song?
I don't remember the name of it, but I know it was like the pirate musical.
That's what Brennan was doing.
Oh, Ice Ice Baby.
Ice Ice Baby.
Oh my gosh, we're just going through the whole thing. It's fine.
Look at your recall. It's so good.
I'm sorry.
Ice Ice Baby is correct. And again, this is one of those instances where every time Derek is a jerk to Brennan, his mom and Robert both recognize, like, wow, that's such a great song.
I know. You know? Like, yeah.
I will give you two additional points if you can tell me how old Brennan and Derek were.
14 and 16?
Close.
17?
14 and 17 is correct. Derek was 14, Brennan was 17. I'm giving you two more points for that.
Okay, cool. Thank you.
You're welcome. That puts you at 14 for 13 right now.
Okay, making some ground up. We can do this. Okay.
Question number 14 for another 2 points. What's the tell that Brennan and Dale sleepwalked last night?
The mom's purse is in the freezer and the pillows are in the oven.
Absolutely correct.
Yeah.
Well done. Man, you had us all going here in round one here with the easy round. And these medium round questions, you were just crushing.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
All right. Well, I have one more medium round question. Question number 15 for 3 points.
Okay.
Let's start with this one. One part at a time. What secret thing does Brennan show Dale?
See? I thought I had it. And then...
I'll give you this one. It's a sword. Brennan shows Dale his sword. For part two of that, do you remember how many people have seen it?
Like two.
Close.
Three.
Three people have seen it.
Yeah, three. Yeah.
And do you remember whose signature was on it?
No. Oh my gosh. Absolutely. I have no idea.
I don't know who this person is, but he said he's from American Idol.
I don't watch that show.
Neither do I.
Okay.
Randy Jackson.
Randy Jackson. Okay.
And of course, he saw him in public, didn't have anything else for him to sign. Apparently, he was carrying around a sword and just had him sign that.
Oh, yeah.
All right. So that brings you got 1 point there for three. So you are 17 for 15 right now.
Okay.
Now on to round three. I have 5 hard questions left. Question number 16 for 2 points. When and who does Dale say built his house? Question number 17. How much does Derek spend on voice lessons a week, and he hasn't had a carb since what year? Question number 18. In therapy, Dale starts describing his life as what movie? Question number 19. What did Brennan say he started taking to reduce his risk of heart attack? And question number 20 for another 2 points. Dale says Brennan's voice is a combination of what? Who and who? All right, going back to question number 16. When and who does Dale say built his house?
Wasn't it like General Custard or something?
General Custard is correct. Do you remember in what year?
It's like 1820 something or something. It was something.
Oh my gosh. It is 1820 something.
21, 22, 23, 24, 25. I can always do that with dates. I can always get like very, very close, but then once you start asking me like specific numbers, I lose it. Can't do it.
Well, you do get a point for General Custer, and it was in 1825.
Oh, nearly had it.
I do love this scene, though. It also reminds me of Anchorman, where Ron is going over the origins of San Diego.
Oh, yes.
Discovered by the Germans in 1904.
Yes.
Oh, man. Just making up garbage, you know?
Yeah, it's so great.
Question number 17 for another 2 points. Let's start with this part here. How much does Derek spend on voice lessons a week?
I do not remember, but I remember it was an obscene number because even
it
I was
a
like,
lot.
That's a lot of money. For voice lessons? I've taken voice lessons. Like, I don't remember how much, though. Oh, my goodness.
Oh,
like,
really?
Specific numbers? No, yeah.
How were they?
I love them.
Very cool. I would like to sing. I like to sing. I like to think I used to be good at it, but especially when I was listening to music all the time. But then somewhere a couple years ago, I just transitioned to almost listening to podcasts full time. And I can tell that I'm not as good as I used to be at singing.
Oh, yeah. Fair.
You, just out of practice.
Yeah, me too. Me too. It's been a long time since I've had a voice lesson, but yeah.
Yep. Well, he spends $1,200 a week on voice lessons.
Oh my gosh, yes.
Which you can tell because he can sing high like this. And he hasn't had a carb since what year?
I don't remember that either. Oh my goodness gracious.
It's those dates.
It is those dates, those pesky dates.
He hasn't had a carb since 2004.
That's so long. I don't know when this movie came out.
Neither do I, but I don't think I'm capable of not having carbs for a week.
Oh yeah, completely out the window for me. Not a chance.
Yeah. I'm right after we're recording this, I'm making myself a bucket of popcorn.
Oh, good. Good for you. Yes, do it. Absolutely. Load up on the butter, too. Love it with lots and lots of butter.
Oh, I like this. I'm doing this butter-honey mixture right now. 3 tablespoons of butter, 2 tablespoons of honey.
Mm, that sounds delicious.
It's really good. It's like, it's got that sweet and salty without, you know, I also love making caramel corn, homemade caramel corn, but it just takes a step out of that. You know, it's not quite as complicated, but it's really good.
Oh my gosh, you'll have to send me some. I bet that's delicious.
Where are you at? What area?
The Dallas area.
Ah, okay. I'm a Philadelphia area.
Oh, I'm going to go to Philly at some point.
At some point. Okay, well.
We'll get there eventually.
I'd be happy to get you some popcorn. Oh, man. Question number 18. In therapy, Dale starts describing his life as what movie?
Star Wars. No.
Not Star Wars.
What movie? Oh my gosh.
It's an older movie that takes place in Boston.
No, I'm just thinking of movies that are set in Boston. Good Will Hunting. Boondock Saints.
Good Will Hunting is it.
Okay, cool.
Good Will Hunting is correct. And I love that, again, the therapist being like, are you describing Good Will Hunting right now?
Yes.
No. Anyway, I'm best friends with Ben Affleck. And
yes.
Question number 19 here. What did Brennan say he started taking to reduce his risk of heart attack?
Oh my gosh, Abigail. How can I recall some things and not others?
Again, this was a brief line right towards the end of the movie. I can tell you it's not for adults.
Oh, the Flintstone gummies.
Oh man, I feel like we're around there, but maybe if someone that age had a headache.
Baby aspirin.
Baby aspirin is correct.
I don't know. Obviously. So sorry.
And that puts you at 20 for 20 right now, which brings us to our last question. Question number 20. For 2 points, Dale says Brennan's voice is a combination of what? Of which two people?
Which two people? I have no idea. Oh my gosh.
The one is very significant religiously.
No, I'm just thinking of religious figures.
Would you like to list a couple?
Buddha, Mary, Joseph.
We're getting closer.
Jesus.
It's a combination of Jesus and, oh man, I'm trying to think of a good hint here. This person did sing the national anthem, I think for an NBA game, and it was really, really bad.
Oh.
But for a slightly easier hint, also a member of the Black Eyed Peas.
Oh, not Will I Am.
Nope.
Fergie.
Fergie is correct. He says his voice is a combination of Fergie and Jesus. I'm giving you 2 points for that, Abigail.
Okay. Thank you. That's so generous.
It's pretty low stakes trivia. Listeners know. But that is game. Thank you so much for being here. Would you like to plug your stuff?
Sure. Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it. I had fun. I hope your listeners did too. You can find me on Twitter at @mpweirdopodcast. You can also email me at man@pixieweirdo@protonmail.com, or you can find me on the Instagram and TikTok, the_main_weirdo1. You can also check out my website at man@pixieweirdopodcast.com.
It's a really cool podcast, and there's links to all of Abigail's stuff in the show notes, so be sure to check all that stuff out there. We are about to record a bonus episode, so if you'd like to check that out, you can listen to all the bonus episodes on Patreon for just $2 a month. head on over to iTunes to drop a rating and tell someone you know about the show. It would really mean a lot. Lastly, if you have questions of your own or answers to any of mine, feel free to email me at tvtriviapod@gmail.com or reach out on any of the socials at tvtriviapod. Abigail, thank you again so much for being here. I'm excited to see how you do on this bonus episode.
Oh my goodness. Thank you so much for having me, first of all, and putting up with my horrible memory.
You got a 22 out of 20. Come on.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. That's fair. Really had to dig there for that last one, though. Oh my goodness.
Listeners, thank you. And stay tuned for more trivia.